91X News.
It's 14 and sunny at 3 o'clock. I'm Jack Carver with 91X News. A 13-year-old boy has been charged with following an incident. In which rocks were thrown at a vehicle on the Trans-Canada Highway south of Peterborough. Police say they were called around 6 p.m. Sunday to Highway 115 after receiving complaints from motorists. They say a pickup truck was seriously damaged after a rock hit the vehicle's hood and windshield, but that the driver kept in control to avoid a crash and was not injured. Police investigating the scene arrested two boys behind a barrier on the highway's center median. The 13-year-old Peterborough boy is charged with mischief, endangering life. He is scheduled to appear in court in November, while the other boy, age 10, cannot be charged because of his age. The search for a Canadian cardiologist and several other climbers missing after an avalanche in the Himalayas will resume in the morning. 48-year-old Quebec heart specialist Dominique Ouimet is among several people still missing on Mount Manaslu after yesterday morning's snowslide plowed into the climber's high-altitude camp. Ouimet's sister Isabel says at this point she has no choice but to cling to the faint hope he will be found alive. Both sides at a hearing in Edmonton on a pipeline that would ship bitumen from Alberta's oil sands to Asian markets are pointing to comments made by the late Peter Lougheed. Lawyers for Calgary-based Enbridge say that the former premier said in one of his last interviews that the $6 billion Northern Gateway pipeline should go ahead. Reporter Bob Weber of the Canadian Press explains what Gil McGowan of the Alberta Federation of Labour answered when cross-examined about what Lougheed said.
Alberta Federation of Labour pointed out that Peter Lougheed also said many times that Alberta should focus on the upgrading of bitumen here in the province. And the AFL's position is that the Enbridge line is basically designed to ship raw bitumen to Asian markets and will make it even harder for new upgraders and refineries to be built in the province.
Enbridge lawyer Rick Neufeld says having the pipeline wouldn't stop anyone from building an upgrader in Alberta. Supporters of the project are cross-examining its critics this week at the hearings. That's 91X News at 3:02. Now for sports. The matinee between the Washington Nationals and Milwaukee Brewers is underway. The Nats under the game with a magic number of 6 for clinching the National League East Division title. Toronto's at Baltimore for a twilight doubleheader, and the Orioles are a game behind first place New York in the AL East. The Yankees are in Minnesota. Chicago enters play tonight with a one-game lead on Detroit in the American League Central race. The White Sox are home to Cleveland, while the Tigers will entertain Kansas City. Oakland starts play at Texas, trailing the West-leading Rangers by 4 games. The A's are 2.5 games ahead of the idle LA Angels, the league's second wild card and 1 game behind the wild card-leading Orioles. New York Jets cornerback Dariel Revis will need surgery to repair a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. He was hurt in yesterday's overtime win over Miami. Revis will likely be out for the rest of the NFL season. The Green Bay Packers visit Seattle in the Monday night matchup. The NHL and NHLPA are meeting today in Toronto. However, Gary Bettman and Donald Fehr are not taking part. League and union officials are gathering to sign off on accounting of last year's hockey-related revenue. No collective bargaining talks are scheduled. The NHL locked out its players 9 days ago. Toronto Raptors rookie center Jonas Valanciunas will take some time off after suffering a strained left calf during a workout over the weekend. The NBA team says the injury is non-serious. There is no timeline for his return. The 6'11 Lithuanian was selected by Toronto with the 5th overall pick in last year's NBA draft. That's sports, and now for weather. Today is looking sunny with a mix of sun and cloud. Light breeze coming in this afternoon with a high of 16. Clouds rolling in tonight on a cool breeze with a low of 13. And Tuesday is coming in with a mix of sun and cloud, windy throughout the day, and a high of 20. At 3:04, it's 14 degrees, and I'm Jack Carver. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4. Quinties.